The North Carolina Department of Commerce released its economic development rankings for all 100 counties. Here's more on what that means and how Western North Carolina ranked. Each year, the State Department of Commerce groups all 100 counties into tiers 1, 2, and 3. Each county is measured against the others based on four economic development factors, such as unemployment rates and median household income, with additional adjustments made each year. Sarah Thompson is the executive director of the Southwestern Commission. She explains why Jackson County is moving up from Tier 1 to Tier 2 because of an adjustment change.
There used to be an adjustment factor that dealt with poverty rate, and due to the high number of students at Western Carolina University who have no income, it made Jackson County look like it had a much higher poverty rate than in reality it really does.
In Region A, Macon, Clay, and Cherokee counties are also moving up to Tier 2 counties.
We do have some positive economic activity in those counties. And again, I think that, you know, in addition to the economy improving, it probably has a lot to do with how the state is measuring the data. I think our entire region is growing and improving in really positive ways.
These rankings are looked at mostly by local leaders, new businesses looking to move into the area, and state organizations who award funding. Some funding is only available to Tier 1 counties, says Thompson.
You know, do you want to be a poorer county and therefore eligible for more grant funding, or do you want your economy to be doing better and not be eligible for grant funding? So it depends on the program you're talking about.
Looking across the region, Swain County will remain at Tier 1, along with Graham and Mitchell, while Haywood, Buncombe, and Henderson remain at Tier 3. Yancey is moving up to Tier 2. Thompson wants everyone to remember that these rankings aren't set in stone. Tier 1 doesn't always mean a county is impoverished, just small. Tier 3 doesn't mean that a county doesn't have room for growth.
Take it with a grain of salt. It's only one measure of economic health of a community.
These rankings will take effect in 2019. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.